systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
Is it working?
I'm sure it is.
You know, I've noticed that Apple earbuds, the mic on those. I don't have AirPods because I ain't bougie, but my
you got Five Below AirPods.
I bought them. I took them back. They suck.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
You knew that I had them, or you knew that I took them back?
No, but I knew that, like, if you were going to have AirPods, that they were going to come from Five Below.
Correct. Yes, no, I bought them. I took them back. They felt fine in my ear, but the audio quality wasn't great. It was laggy. I took them back, and I went to Target, and I was like, you know what? If I'm going to spend $8 at Five Below, why don't I spend $10 at Target? And those, pretty decent quality. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is I am no Apple fanboy. In fact, I kind of hate Apple, but the mic on their earbuds has like a really good wind filtration system, because I take a walk and I talk on the phone a lot.
Yeah.
And it'll be like, and they'll be like, well, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the audio quality for most of their products. So, like, you know, just the fact that this is being recorded on my iPhone, just, you know, the video, I could not use the audio from my laptop and it will sound just as good. Like, it's pretty amazing. Or, like, but when I do classes, I do Zoom on my Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it outside, and they can't, like, the students can't hear what's happening around me most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
It's definitely, like, it filters out a lot of the background noise, and I do love that, at least.
Well, good. So you're writing things down in your handy-dandy notebook. Can we start?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
This episode brought to you by cargo shorts.
Because it's hot outside.
Yeah, I am a cargo shorts ambassador / apologist, and actually that's just what I was literally writing down. I was going to file it away for later, but I thought, you know what, why don't we start off as though this show is sponsored by the concept of cargo shorts.
Is it because you don't want to carry a purse?
Yeah, well, funny story, I actually do carry a backpack everywhere I go, back before I did that, I mean, part of the reason I carry a backpack now is because we have no plastic bags here in New York State
That's
anymore,
true.
So I carry my Aldi bags inside the backpack, and then I carry some other essential things in there, like a little, like, first aid kit, Band-Aids, a water bottle, etc.
Is that because you hang out with me a lot, so you need to have, for the accident-prone person, you need to have safety measures
in
place?
Just in case, I mean, yeah. You are extremely accident-prone, but just in case anybody ever gets a boo-boo, I'm here.
You're the boo-boo healer.
Yeah, but...
Boo-boo Billy.
Before I started carrying a backpack, yes, I used to use the cargo shorts for the utility. And the reason I even bring this up is because people dump on cargo shorts all the time.
No, I love them.
Okay, thank you. Because so many girls will be like, ew, cargo shorts.
Yeah, but they're, you know, not... what girls are also a fan of? Pockets.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a lot of things with pockets.
Right. So why do you hit, like, girl jeans have fake pockets sometimes?
Yeah.
And dresses don't have pockets.
Do you know how pissed off that makes me?
Is this pocket envy? Is that what it is? Is it being bitter over the fact that there are pockets?
Dude, when I find like a pair of jeans that don't have fake pockets, or like a dress that has pockets, I'm like, shut up! Like, you know, and my hands instantly go in them, and I'm instantly happy. And I don't think I'm alone.
And I would think because of that, girls would be like, yes, take advantage of all the pockets you can get. But I think there might be an element of bitterness to it. Like, no, if I can't have pockets, you're not having extra pockets. Well, the most common argument I hear, though, is that they're just not flattering. And I'm like, I'm not wearing them to be flattering. I'm wearing it because of the extra utility. You know how much stuff I can fit in these bad boys?
Yes, I do. That's why I'm jealous.
So, I mean, my notebook just came out of my cargo pocket. I got my knife in another cargo pocket. I got my earbuds that I was just talking about in this little case. Which came from the dollar store,
like,
by the way.
Well, shocker. But, like, where's the kitchen sink, though?
The kitchen sink, I left that at home because I ain't doing dishes.
Okay.
Not today.
No, not today,
sir.
Sorry,
sort of derailed whatever you had planned.
No, it's fine. I wanted to mention to you, because I don't know if you saw this on my Instagram story earlier, because this happened, like, in between classes for me today. Lyric turned into a puma, like, literally. Like, for the first time ever, I saw it. I witnessed it.
I think I saw it, but it was one of those things where I saw it and didn't really register. Because I was, like, scrolling through, and I was also trying to clean my room
at the same time,
which I'm not good at.
I want to see if I can pull Instagram.
No, like, we're not on the same plane here. This is bothering me.
Okay, what is happening?
Shut up. I'm going to put my keys on your keys over here. Get it? You've got a keyboard.
I get it.
There we go.
I got it. Let's see if I can pull up my story here.
Good.
Okay, so that's just me on the radio. Because I will put this video up in the YouTube of this podcast. But this... So earlier today, please note, he killed a bird.
My.
He killed it. He killed that thing.
Can we do like a picture in picture here? Because...
Oh, it, I mean, maybe. But dude, what I witnessed, he jumped in the air. He caught the bird and he literally ripped its neck open. My cat is a puma.
You saw wildlife murder in front of you?
I felt like I was a National Geographic.
Wow, I'm jealous.
It was crazy. It was so crazy. And I was like, my cat is so cool. Because usually, he killed a bee yesterday, and I thought that was cool enough, because bees scared the ever-loving crap out of me.
He's upgrading. Tomorrow, it'll be a dragon.
I'm a little scared for the squirrels that might be around this house. But that, I mean, it was crazy. And he just looked at it like he scared himself. Like, he was like, I don't know what I just did. And part of me was like, is this what happens for serial killers? Like, this is how it happens. They kill an animal, they look at it, and they're like, oh, what did I just do? So, should I be careful? I should probably be careful in my sleep.
I would be careful in my sleep if I ever had animals around me, but that's just me. So,
because you know what they do when you die, if you die suddenly.
Oh, yep, they'll eat you.
They eat you. And I think I just saw firsthand today that my cat would. And I'm a little panicked.
And I think it's okay. It's like, it's making good use of the resources that are available to you, right? They're just, it's all part of the natural process. It's making sure to keep down the carbon emissions from your decaying corpse by getting rid of it. Yeah.
I guess so. It's also dinner. So
thank you to our furry friends who will take care of our bodies for us if we happen to be decomposing in front of them.
Thank you so
that's what I always say.
So kindly. So, you know, now that you're here, something I usually do is tops and pop, and I would love for you to be part of that.
Cool.
All right. So, here we go.
Tops in pop.
That was a pop.
So, something that you need to listen to, because I know at least half of the album you are going to definitely be a fan of, fanboy, Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay, I've heard this name.
Okay, she's got the song Driver's License, which I think is really not a good representation of who she is, to be honest.
Oh, that girl.
Yeah.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So that's like super slow ballad, like really cheesy love song, right? And like everybody loves it. It is a good song. But she's got like this Haley of Paramore-esque kind of feeling. And I was listening to it earlier and I'm like, This I think this is in Bill's repertoire. Like, this
in my
is
wheelhouse.
Yeah, this is your wheelhouse.
Okay.
So it came out on Friday, and I've never seen so many reaction videos online than I did for this album. Like, it was trending so hard on Twitter, it was like every single trending topic on Friday morning.
Okay.
So it was pretty crazy. So I'm just saying, like, if you haven't checked it out, which obviously
you haven't.
It's definitely worthy of it. Plus, somebody that's been breaking records. Like, I'm not a huge... Like, I don't really pay attention to BTS. I know they're huge. They also caused a lot of trending topics.
Yeah. K-pop. That's another animal.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing for me. Like, I don't know. But what I will say is that their song Butter, the video came out the other day. In 13 minutes, how many views do you think you got?
13 minutes for a video for a BTS song.
Yes.
I'm going to say 72 million.
Okay, well, that's extreme. It's 10 million.
Okay.
10 million in 13 minutes.
Yeah, that's almost a million views a minute.
The last I looked at it, it was at 91 million. And it's only been out for like 48 hours at this point.
What is the most viewed video on YouTube right now? I used to know this off the top of my head. But I don't... I mean, it changes. Typically, it's a music video.
I'm not sure, but... When I was on Hanson's podcast, that was one of the questions. It was about Mbop, the music video. How many millions of views does it have?
Mm-hmm.
I guess 10 million because YouTube wasn't around in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
100 million views.
Wow.
Right. I was impressed. I was like, shut up. That is impressive. But you have your phone. Google, what's the biggest...
Highest viewed
video. I'd like to
There was a point in like 2018, 2019 where I kept like flip-flopping because I talk about it on air all the time. Highest viewed.
Is it something stupid?
It's going to be a music video.
Are you sure? It's not going to be like somebody crushing a beer can on their head?
I'm fairly sure. Like, there's a whole separate list for like highest viewed non-music video.
Oh, okay.
List of most viewed YouTube videos. Here we go. Top videos. Number one.
What is it?
Can you take a guess?
Is it Carly Rae Jepsen?
No.
It's not Call Me Maybe?
It's not, actually.
What is it?
Is that in, that's not even the top 10.
What? Really?
It's not in the top 20.
Is it being Rickrolled?
No.
Oh my God, that's
wow,
so surprising.
I'm actually kind of shocked at what number 30 is, but anyway, it's Baby Shark.
Oh my God. Doot, 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 doot.
Yep. And the number 2 music video is Despacito, which is not exactly shocking considering how big that song was in 2017.
Still, I'm a little shocked that the music video, like, I don't know, I don't really seek out music videos very often.
There was, music videos are most of the highest viewed YouTube videos.
That's crazy.
Just because of, you know, the worldwide fan base and the mass appeal they have.
True. I also know how little views that I get on YouTube, so I can expect that it's going to be something a little different than a podcast.
Gangnam Style, which was the first video to hit 1 billion views, if you recall, back in like 2012. It was out in 2012.
Well, we all had to learn that dance, which, by the way, is not hard.
That's number 8. That's got 4.06 billion. And then number 30, this is why I think it's funny, Axel F by Crazy Frog.
Oh my God.
It's got 2.79 billion views.
That is crazy, because that is like that's like the worst song ever created.
I love the original version from Beverly Hills Cop, but okay. The Crazy Frog, I'm not super fond of.
Yeah. It's just so weird. So the other thing that I wanted to bring up, knowing that you were going to be here, because you're a fan of Fast and the Furious.
Oh, abso-frutely.
Yeah, and I know that you've also saved a lot of money during the pandemic, so this might actually be something that you want to spend that money on. So Paul Walker had this Supra that he was famously known for driving in the Fast and Furious movies. It's going for auction next month.
Yes!
I don't know where, so you'll have to Google that, but...
If only I had invested my entire life savings in Dogecoin back in, like, January when my sister bought $20 worth of it, I'd literally be a millionaire right now.
Is your sister a millionaire?
No, she bought like $20 worth.
Well, I'm just saying, and like
she's made
whatever
like
she's got, maybe
a couple
she can,
hundred dollars, I think, by this
maybe
point.
She can
so.
Like slide some money her way.
I don't know if a couple hundred dollars would be enough to get Brian O'Connor's Supra.
Yeah, well, I just thought that would be interesting for you.
Is absolutely.
Because I know that you've always wanted one of these like fun, kind of muscly cars.
I have.
But what do? You keep going the safe route, and you get like the Toyota.
Well, I was gonna buy a Charger because I mean Dominic Toretto, of course.
All right.
But
again,
then I looked at that and I was like, okay, so a used Charger is like 1.5 times more expensive than a brand new Corolla. What do you think I got? Brand new Corolla, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, thriftiness. So I wanted to mention because last weekend. This, like, blew fans' minds. They knew that she was engaged. They did not know that she was getting married last weekend. But Ariana Grande is officially Ariana Grande Gomez. no relation to Selena.
Yeah, I was trying to jump on that hype train.
I know,
train.
Right?
That hype train. Is there a Selena Gomez hype train at the moment? There was a couple years ago.
I don't know.
What is she even doing? I just thought about I haven't heard from Selena Gomez in
She had a cooking show,
a
I think,
while.
For a second. I'm not really sure that she cooks.
She was in a zombie movie with Bill Murray.
Yeah, I saw that. No, I saw that.
You saw the movie?
Yeah, we watched it during the pandemic. It was actually kind of silly.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure she dies. Not to, like, spoil it.
Wow, okay.
That. Sorry.
Well, I don't need to see it.
Sorry. okay, so she gets married last weekend. The guy's name is Dalton, by the way, as far as I know. Have you seen the two of them together?
I have seen... Okay, so I looked this up because when you told me, I was like, wait, what?
Right.
I didn't even know she was dating anybody. And then I'm like, well, of course, I got to do my research. I got to do my show prep. And so I went, you know what? Here it comes. Here comes the handy dandy notebook. I want you to know.
Sound effect.
Ding.
Thank you.
Sorry. Run it back. Handy dandy. Ding. Notebook.
Wow, that was a rewind. For the young kids who aren't familiar with VCRs.
So I actually kind of wanted to complain about this a little bit before we start.
All right.
If I may.
Yep, sure.
We've got Ariana Grande, who's now married, and I Googled it, right? So of course, I'm doing my due diligence. Mm-hmm. And I click on the first link that shows up, and it's NBCNews.com.
All right? Yeah.
Reputable news source. National news outlet.
Are they still reputable?
I mean, arguable. But for the we're going to put in finger quotes, reputable. So the article tells me that Ariana Grande, 27, is now married to Dalton Gomez, 25, in, quote, tiny and intimate ceremony, 5 months after they announced their engagement. And that's literally all it says, other than that, you know, a source says that they're so happy together. Of course, was the source going to say they're not happy together or there's turmoil in the marriage after they got married 4 days ago?
Do you know where they got that info, though?
I don't.
TMZ is the only place that they could have gotten that, because I don't think she's actually said anything about it even yet.
Okay. So I should have known to go to TMZ, because I actually do consider TMZ a reputable news source when it comes to celebrity information.
Yeah.
There was, like, years ago, and I was like, oh, you can't trust that, you know, if it's on TMZ. But now it's like, no, they verify everything before they run it.
Well, I think when you were on last time, we were talking about Britney, and the reason I believe TMZ, and, like, kind of questioned them right now because of the Britney stuff, I know they've been reputable. When Michael Jackson died, they were the first ones to announce it, and Terry had me run with that. Like, because they had been talking to his dad all day.
Mm-hmm.
So it had been confirmed by the father, but of course nobody wanted to believe the father, except TMZ and me and Terry O'Donnell. And guess what? We won!
So it's, I feel like we're just living in kind of a bizarro world now, where it's like, can we trust NBC News? I don't know, but we could trust TMZ.
I know. What is happening? But I wanted to show you these pictures, and I'll put a couple of them on the screen. I'll give the, you know, the credit where due. But they look a lot alike. Like, they really do. It's kind of crazy. Don't look
Ooh,
at
Pete Davidson. He looks like Dave Franco. That's who he looks
like.
Oh,
yeah, well, he does a little bit. You're right.
That was like
James Franco's brother.
Flashed him, because that little picture on the left was the only one that they had as I scrolled through NBCNews.com.
Right.
And I'm scrolling down, and I'm like, I see all these ads. And I'm like, ad. Where's the rest of the story? Okay, that's it. One paragraph.
Right.
But so all these other pictures that I'm seeing now. And of course, I could have gone to Google Images and looked up Dalton Gomez. But would I rather do that, or would I rather sit here on the podcast and complain about how the first link that I clicked didn't have enough information?
Obviously, I'm going to pick the complaining part, because that's what you're famous for.
Of course!
But here's what I'm going to say. So, when they first started dating...
Pete Davidson's right there.
I know, poor guy.
Little mug.
With his grin. But Siblings Are Dating is an Instagram account, and it's hilarious, because they do... It's like they'll put pictures of couples up, or are they couples?
Yeah.
Like, and it's so crazy, because... There is a high tendency that people tend to, like, when they're in a, like, the relationship they're supposed to be in, there's kind of some similarities there.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, are they brother and sister? Are they sisters? Are they brothers? Like, you know, whatever the case might be. And when they started dating, this black and white photo was the first one that they posted. And...
Yeah, oh yeah.
They look like siblings. It's crazy. So I was interested... Have you ever been told that you look like a celebrity?
Long ago, my mom's friend told me I looked like Tom Cruise. And we're talking, when I say long ago, I mean like when I was like 11.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Wow, you must have looked very old at 11.
I didn't, though. I was a chubby little, like, a chubby little fluff ball. That's why I'm like, I look like Tom Cruise because I'm like 4.5 feet tall. Like,
well, I was going to say, are you 5'4"? Like,
I don't
wear platform shoes.
I've never seen the resemblance, and I don't usually get like celebrity look-alike.
Well, the one that I'm gonna put up of you is because when you had your longer hair and the mustache, you definitely looked like Dennis Eckersley, that baseball player from like the 80s.
Okay, yeah,
for sure. Oh my god,
with the long hair, that's not a good look for me though.
Long hair and the hat. Well, I wasn't gonna tell you that.
More people had called me out on that.
I wasn't gonna tell you that. If you were happy,
like a fool.
If you were happy, I was happy for you.
Yeah, okay? I was going for the Steve Harrington look, and it's just like my hair doesn't work like that. And my hair is way too floofy.
Like, I almost forgot that you had your hair like that up until, like,
yeah,
when my Facebook
memories
came up.
Yeah, I wish the rest of the world would forget about it.
Because you had that hairstyle when we went to the harbor in
yes,
Boston.
Yep.
And drank
and
tea
poured,
at the Hava.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was, jeez. You know, actually, I kind of want to segue into another topic here, but I'm going to save that for later. So I'm going to bank this. I'm going to be like, hey, later, we're going to hit the segue button.
Okay.
I'm not trying to undermine your podcast.
No.
It was one of the things that I wrote down in my notebook.
So was there anybody else that you were ever told? You had that Rivers Cuomo thing for a second.
I have been told that Chad told
yes.
me that Rivers Cuomo reminded him of
Oh,
me.
That's right. That's right. That's
what it was. I don't think it was so much the way he looked as the way, like, kind of he conducted himself.
Okay.
And I was like, that is one of the most flattering things I've ever been told. Not that I remind him of Rivers Cuomo, but that he saw him and was like, that guy's like Bill. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Where is it? Here's my keys. I've got my Weezer keychain that I got at that very show at the Times Union Center in March of 2019.
Well, there you go.
So,
I don't think I've been told that I look like many celebrities.
Well, get ready, because I brought one with me.
Wow. Okay, well, can I get to what I was going to say, though?
Sorry, I'm sorry. No, this is my podcast. What do you think? No, I brought a notebook full of things, a backpack full of tricks.
Don't
I'm
break
destroying
the piano.
Your studio. I'm going to knock your keyboard over.
Well, let me just say
I'm
this.
The captain now.
I was told Alanis Morissette once, and that's actually disappointing. I don't like that comparison. Sorry, Alanis.
I don't see it.
I was also told Stevie of Schitt's Creek, and I think that's more so personality-wise because she's incredibly dry and sarcastic.
Okay.
So that does fit.
I could hear that. I don't actually know what she looks like.
But what are you pulling out of your notebook? Your
well,
handy,
no, this
phone.
Is actually on my phone, and here I'm going to have to request that you put this one up on the...
On the interwebs.
Because I can hold up my phone, too. But here, I think you look like this darling right here.
You think that I look like Taylor Hanson.
Is that? I didn't know which one it was. And I was like, I'm not going to look it up. We're going to save it. But in this particular picture, yes, I do. I think so. Well,
wait, so does that mean, oh, my God, we were supposed to date? Damn it. Oh, of course, though, if that happened, he has like 7 kids. That would not have happened.
You and Taylor
Sorry.
Were supposed to date?
Yeah.
Well, just make some more kids.
I don't want
7
any.
More. Can you imagine
no.
7 humans?
Oh my God, my uterus
popping out of you. Just
no.
Flowing
oh God,
forth.
The pain. Oh God, it hurts. I also
breathe.
I feel like I'm too old for any of that at this point.
Oh,
so.
Not yet. You're not that old.
No, you're right. I'm not that old, but I'm gonna tell people I am, so it never has to happen.
I respect the hustle.
I'm 150.
The anti-hustle.
I just look really good for my age. So, before I get into bringing a certain cameo into this. I wanted to hit your topic that you were going to hold off for later.
Okay, well, I actually have 2 topics because I kind of wanted to go a little deeper on Ariana Grande because I had some thoughts on that.
Okay.
But we'll segue back to... We're going to need a map to follow this episode here.
It's
real
okay.
Quick.
That's how so, it usually goes.
A table of contents, if you will. But the one thing that I specifically mentioned before was it had to do with hair. And I was just thinking yesterday because I took 2 showers yesterday. One before I went to the gym and one after I went to the gym because I just felt so gross before I went.
Which,
I got a shower.
Again, is amazing to me with the lack that you clean your bathroom.
Oh, why would I clean my bathroom? My bathroom cleans me. Like, what's the point of cleaning my shower?
So you don't get the muck and gross on you.
No, I don't. It rinses off and into the tub, and then you get out of the tub and you're clean.
Feet.
Poof. Up my feet. Then you put shoes on. Okay, socks and then shoes. Anyway, I washed my hair the second time with just 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. And let me just say, 2-in-1 is not conditioner.
It's true.
You need to condition your hair.
Yes.
Whoever you are, I don't care if you're a boy or a girl or Demi Lovato, you need to condition your hair. Okay?
I can't believe you just did that.
It's topical.
It is topical, and I never expected you to say that. So I just got thrown for a loop. Oh my goodness.
But yeah, no. I felt like my hair was made out of straw after I... And I even let it soak in. I was like, I'm going to try to let it do its conditioner. Its conditioner
It almost
thing.
Feels like it wasn't washed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it still has it in
so
it.
So just please, if you have not ever... I've been conditioning my hair for 2 years, and I decided not to do it one day, and I was like, that's a mistake. We're never not doing that again. Condition your hair. That's public service announcement. Now, what are we moving on to next?
Well, the other public service announcement is that we love Demi Lovato, and he meant no offense.
Oh, of course not. But, I just, you know, again, topical.
It is topical.
You got it. We got. If we're doing top of the
and you pops, know what?
We got to do topical of the popicles.
Thompson Pop ended a long time ago at this point, but.
Oh, sorry.
But that being said.
Tops in Pop. I'm sorry. I'm coming onto the show and I'm renaming your segments and I'm segueing into things that you didn't plan.
Just like you were happy with your long hair, I am happy if Demi Lovato is happy.
Sure. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Do you?
That's all I'm getting.
Do
at.
You,
yeah,
fam?
Do you? Come on.
So
you had something else before I bring our cameo in.
Yes, I wanted to talk about Ariana Grande and specifically the dubious circumstances surrounding her marriage. I have I gotta dig into my backpack here.
Is this going to be like a Free Britney kind of situation?
No.
Are you gonna give me some scary like facts?
I was thinking about this. The wheels
scary
were
deets?
Turning in my head.
Look at all the writing in the handy dandy notebook.
Yeah, I mean, like I go in, okay. This reminded me, this marriage kind of popping up out of the blue, right? It reminded me of the Bieber-Baldwin wedding, right? It's okay. Just all of a sudden, poof, Justin Bieber's married to a girl that he once dated a year and a half ago. Isn't that strange? Wasn't he just back and forth with Selena Gomez? And if you remember, we've had a lot of elements in this show already that are gonna all fall into place here. Is it destiny? Is it fate? Is it a vast conspiracy theory?
This puzzle is about to be put together.
We're gonna go Nicolas Cage on this Declaration of Independence. Okay.
All right.
So, like I said,
Will Smith, Independence Day, whatever.
No, National Treasure.
Okay, all right.
It's the map. It's the map that's going to guide us,
though. Okay, there we go.
So it reminded me of Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin getting married. And, you know, I thought, is this a Scooter Braun thing?
Ooh.
Is Scooter Braun, is this another step in his plan to take down Taylor Swift? Who, by the way, is 31 and not yet married.
But is she? Because 31 backwards is 13. This is her year.
Oh, shoot. That seems like something Taylor Swift actually would do.
No kidding.
Like, I'm going to get married when I turn 31 because that backwards is 13 and everything I do is backwards and doesn't make sense. That's I'm just throwing shade here. Keep the Swifties off of me.
Okay.
For their own good. They don't want this smoke, let me tell you.
They don't want this smoke.
And I thought, well, what is Scooter Braun's plan here, right? Okay, so number one, he buys all of her masters and is like, maha, I'm going to put your music on Spotify and make money for it. And I will go out of my way to listen to
Scooter version
old Taylor Swift just to put more money in Scooter Braun's pockets to make all the Swifties butt mad. But, so is maybe perhaps step number two to assemble a super team of artists who got married too quickly under dubious circumstances? And if so, who is next?
But what's the benefit?
I don't know about that.
Because Demi Lovato would be next, and I'm scared about that.
Oh, is she Scooter Braun too?
Yeah, now she is.
Well, it's all coming together. See, again, another person that we referenced before. It's all falling into place. So could it be, again, we were talking about YouTube videos. Could it be Psy? He's a Scooter Braun artist, or at least he was.
Psy is, really?
Gangnam Style. Scooter Braun brought Gangnam Style to America.
Well,
okay?
Now I dislike him for that.
Could it be Carly Rae Jepsen, who also came up earlier, okay? She's, now, hear me out. She got a long-term boyfriend. They may even be engaged. However, if she just dumped him and married me out of nowhere, then it'd be like, whoa, getting married too quickly under dubious circumstances. And that's where my backpack comes in.
Props.
Because
here they come.
I want you to know that I have given Carly Rae Jepsen a hug before, and I have verifiable proof in the form of a signed magic card from Carly Rae Jepsen.
I mean, technically that's not the proof that you hugged her. That's just the fact that she met her and signed something.
Yeah, I guess that's the proof that I met her. That's, okay, thank you for poking all the holes in my theory. But here it is. Well, man, that light.
I know, it's so bright.
Okay, well, maybe I'll take a picture of it and you can pop it up in there.
No, I'll do
but
that.
It's Master's Call, which is a play on Call Me Maybe. Her track, and shoot, I just blew my own punchline. God, donut. I was gonna be like, so hey, Carly Rae, call me maybe.
Wink, wink.
Thank you for providing for the audio only people.
Yeah,
we did it in perfect unison.
So I know.
How would that benefit Scooter Braun or take down Taylor Swift? I don't know. I just let my imagination run buck wild.
Little landmines. He's just planting little landmines.
And you can do as bonus content, maybe for a future episode, or if you just want to put it on YouTube, look at this fat stack of magic cards I've got signed by artists. Who were they? Which cards? Who cares? Probably no one. But if somehow this podcast gets like 6 million views and people are like clamoring in the content to be like, I want to see those magic cards. Well, you know who to call. I have a list. I have a register of every card and who it was signed by and when it was signed. Yeah, when it was signed.
Wow.
And I've got one. Actually, I've got a Demi Lovato one here since we were talking about Demi.
When did you meet Demi?
I never actually met Demi. You met her and you got her to sign it for
me. Oh my God, did I?
Why do I remember that? I did meet Demi. I met her at the meet and greet at the Times Union Center in 2013.
You did?
I met her, but I wasn't able to get anything signed
2014.
There. Was it 14?
It's 2014.
Yes, it was 14 because it was after Bruno Mars. Yep. So I had you because you interviewed her.
Yeah.
I had you have her sign the card because I don't get cards signed by people I don't meet. And it's Light Mind Field.
You know what?
Because her song at the time was Neon Lights.
So, you know what's funny? I got that signed, and I don't think I got anything signed because I got that signed for you. But I do have a picture that somebody gave me that she had signed.
Okay, so at least you've got something.
Yeah.
It's sort of a similar circumstance.
I'd much rather just hang out with her, honestly.
Yeah, fair. She was so nice.
She was nice, yeah.
The funny thing is, if I may share another anecdote, I know we've been going on forever, but I took my sister, who at the time was 2014, so she was not yet 15 years old, and she had a cast on her arm. She had broken her arm. And she was like, oh, let me sign your cast. Demi said that to my sister. She was like, I don't think I'm supposed to do this, but somebody give me a marker. and she signed her cast. It was really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Demi gets a lot of shit, but, you know.
She was very nice.
She was super sweet that day. I got like four high fives, and I'll just cherish those moments in video form, slowed down like that.
And wait, hold on. Do it again. Ready? High five.
High five.
High five. High five. That's for the audio.
Yeah.
That's...
So who I wanted to bring a cameo back with happens to be you, but in another form.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Love is a return.
That's right.
Yeah. So I put a post up on Instagram, my story, and I had a couple questions come through. Not everybody wanted their names posted.
That's good.
That's so good.
I'm Peter Brady. Wow, I'm really dating myself with that reference.
To let people know who Dr. Love is. So when I was on Flat 92, Bill was doing the night show. He would come in for my last hour. We would do the quick fix together. And sometimes, most days, it would end up being romantic, you know, topics. And Bill would have the final say, and he would turn in to Dr. Love.
I have an excellent track record.
You do?
If I may say so. And this all started when I was in ninth grade, and I set my friend up with... Well, I didn't set him up, but he had two choices, two girls to pick. And the girl that he picked, on my advice,
was this like pre-Bachelor, or was he the first Bachelor?
This was like the year before The Bachelor debuted. That was, I believe, the Bachelor.
I bet you he spawned the idea.
So,
throw it out there.
So I gave him some advice, and he took it, and they got married. They're still together. And this was, like I said, I was a freshman in 2000, 2001. So we're going on 20 plus years now.
Good track record here. So that's what that shows, mm-hmm. And that's why we are going to ask you some listener questions.
Perfect.
So not all of them are going to be romantic topics. Some people just had things that they wanted to say.
Okay, well, no guarantees on those ones.
So we'll start with Dustin. He's from Boston, wants to know how to spice up his love life when him and his wife are always tired and they have kids.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think? I mean, you come from a huge family.
A huge family, like a big extended family or
a
lot of siblings?
No, I'm saying you have a huge family.
I come from a huge family. Okay, so how to spice up your love life when you're always tired and you have a lot of kids. Okay, well, the first step is obviously to get the kids in bed. Some people call that putting the kids down, but to me that sounds like, you know, taking them to the pound, and getting them killed. And I'm like, I don't like talking about putting the kids down. Mm-hmm. They're not dead.
No.
They're in bed and they're asleep. So put the kids to sleep.
Maybe some Benadryl.
some of my friends, like, they use melatonin. There's like little melatonin gummies.
Okay.
And their kids love them. They'll be like, melatonin!
Natural
and
safe.
Yeah, and that knocks them out for like a good 10 hours, and they go right down, as it were. But then, I mean, once the kids are down, then you get the coffee to get yourself up, and then you both go down on each other.
Wow. Real.
That's just an example of what you could do.
But
if you want to spice things up, Tabasco sauce, for instance. Maybe put it in your coffee. Maybe put it on yourselves. I don't know. Do you like spicy food? Get some kick. Get some kick in the bedroom, not physically. Unless you're into that. Hey, I ain't here to judge. We're just talking about you do you. If it's consensual, the point is the kids need to be asleep or get a babysitter. Real talk. What you need to do is establish at least one night a week for like date night. Get rid of the kids, get a babysitter.
That's true.
And
you gotta keep
that
spark alive.
Time for yourselves. That is paramount. Yeah. And if you keep the romantic spark, it doesn't even need to be like a sexual spark. It just needs to be like, you need to remember why you fell for that person in the first place and maintain that. And if you do that, then of course you're going to be horny for each other. Just naturally. Natural emotional supplements. It's all in here. It's all in here and all in here. Remember that.
Heart
and brain. Sorry. Yeah. I sometimes forget that it's not just video. It's all in your heart. It's all in your brain and your head.
Yeah.
And then, you know, other
Other brains.
It'll flow.
We got it,
from
Bill.
Both your heart and brain.
Okay.
To your other extremities.
All right. Next question.
Okay.
This one's from Megan of Clifton Park.
Okay.
She's got a boyfriend, lots of girls following him on social. You know, they flirt. He kind of flirts back a little bit. Should she be concerned? Would you draw a line in the sand?
He has lots of followers on Instagram. Is it like a professional account? Is he like a workout supplement selling gym gear hawking
guy? I think he's just a dude.
That's the problem, is a lot of these I'm like, I need more information.
Yeah.
Give me more details. Well, so sometimes I have to, you know, kind of fill in the blanks in my head. Yeah. Alright, so let's give two options here. Let's say number one, let's assume for the sake of argument that he is one of those guys. In that case, no. Flirting is gonna help his brand. It's gonna help sell his product. It's going to help get that paper to buy her that ring that she probably wants, buy her a car, buy her a house, buy her some nice clothes.
I think
advantage of that.
I think this is that time that the hip-hop station is coming out in you right now.
Well, you know, I did do that for nigh unto, how was it, a little over 3 years. So
get that paper. Or, get that car. Bling, bling.
Alternatively, if it's not, then... I don't see anything wrong with being a little, like, playful, as long as you're not actively flirting. If she trusts him inherently, then don't sweat it. If she doesn't trust him, well, then there's a fundamental problem in the relationship in the first place.
Right, yeah.
So you gotta just ask yourself, do I trust him? If the answer is yes, it's all good. If the answer is no, none of it is good.
Then that line is drawn in the sand.
Pretty much.
And
I
then
mean,
you just gotta.
And also, you can. You could put your feelers out a little bit and like ask him about it. And if he gets all defensive about it, then it's probably a bad sign, and he's probably cheating on you, and there's probably things going on. If he doesn't, if he's like, "Oh, I didn't mean anything by it," like, and it's like, and you can tell that he's genuine about it, like, and sincere, and he's innocent, then okay, cool. If you can't tell whether he's genuine, sincere, innocent, again, we have a problem. You need, there's a disconnect there if you can't kind of read your boyfriend, girlfriend,
you
husband,
can't read
wife,
that boo.
Partner,
yeah.
Whatever you want to, whatever phrase you want to put on it.
I'm going to say
yeah.
boo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
If you cannot read your boo, there's a fundamental disconnect.
Oh, man, things got weird right there.
Read.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sydney of Alston, Mass. She wants to know, is coffee considered a date, or does a date require something more involved?
Coffee, I was just, we were just talking about this like a week ago. Coffee is the quintessential like first date activity. Like the kind of thing that you do when you wanna ask somebody out, like you think a girl's real pretty, but you're like, well, I'm not sure if she's into me. You ask them to go get coffee, because it's kind of almost like, it's like math, right? It's like a universal language. Everybody knows math. Everybody knows that going out for coffee means I like you in a romantic fashion. So the answer is definitively yes, that is a date. Now, do you want to add more to that to make it more of a date? Yeah, probably in the future, but for a first date where you're just exploring the possibility, if you say don't know them very well, but you like I said, you don't know them very well, you think they're pretty, you ask them out for coffee, and then you get to know whether or not you actually like them because you have a conversation and you drink coffee, and coffee stimulates the mind, which stimulates the conversation.
Oh, is that what it stimulates? Because that's
mm-hmm.
not
and there are other
what it
things,
looks like.
Remember the coffee, put the kids down, get the coffee, but it doesn't have to be that way on the first date,
oh,
okay?
Gosh. So you mentioned coffee and math, and I get coffee. I failed math twice, so we'll just get one more. One more question. This one has nothing to do with any kind of romantic stuff, but Gordon is a big follower. He's from the Albany area, and he absolutely loves when you're on the podcast. And he wants to know if you have
my
like,
man.
What
thank
is,
you, Gordon.
What is
I the, love you.
What is the weirdest thing that happened to you while you were on the air?
The weirdest thing that happened to me while I was on the air? Oh, okay, so the first thing that pops... I'm trying to think if I was, like, the weirdest thing that ever happened to me... I don't know. Okay, so as far as, like, circumstances beyond my control, you probably have had this happen before to you as well, when, like, the mic stand would just come crashing down.
Oh, you mean, like, when I'd go to move it, and then it would come off of my hands?
Yeah. The mic would fall out, or the arm would fall down.
You're, like, holding the mic as you're doing a break, and then the break ends, and you're like, how do I turn the mic off?
Right.
How do I do it?
And
I don't know.
And there are other things where it was like, I just read something really funny on Twitter and I like could not stop laughing as I went to go on. Stuff like that. But probably the most notorious thing that I ever did on the air, and you could kind of lump this into happening to me because of what happened after I did it, was when, you probably recall this story, when it was first announced that Adele was pregnant.
Oh,
and
yep.
I was like, people were like, wow, how did she hide that so
well? You basically
well?
Called her like a Fatty McFatterson.
I didn't quite go there, but...
I mean, you might as well have.
I said, it was like, people are shocked that she was able to hide the fact that she was pregnant for 5 months. I'm not. She's fat! And then I was like, yeah, I just called Adele fat. Get at me! And I put out the phone number, and I literally...
And then they did get at you.
They got
they
at me.
Got
the
at
phone
hard.
Was ringing off the hook. I literally had a topic planned for the next hour, and I was like, we're throwing all that out, and we're just playing call angry listener calls. And I was arguing with people. I'd be like, what, you tell me she's not fat? And I mean...
And somehow, granted, you lasted in radio for years.
Well, it was, yeah, that was like the first year I was on. It was within my first year. I mean, I was insensitive about it, but factually, was it true? You be the judge. I got a little talking to the next day, and it was like, don't make value judgments on women's appearances. And I was like, okay, cool. And I didn't do it again. I learned my lesson. That's the thing. You make mistakes, you learn, you grow, you move forward. And then also, what was the other? Oh, when, shoot, remember when we were giving away tickets to, it was like Big Time Rush at the Palace Theater, except One Direction was opening for them, and so everybody was like, wow, I didn't realize Big Time Rush was such a big deal. They weren't, it was One Direction.
Yeah.
And people were going nuts, and that was a weekend that the phone literally did not stop ringing, and I had the people doing like suicide threats on Facebook, like, if you don't give me these tickets, I'm going to kill myself. I was like, this,
yeah.
I was not, and that was, again, within my first like 6 months of being on air, I was like, that's a lot.
You just reminded me of something that I had happened, because I have two things that I'll mention quick for me as well on the air. Not that Gordon asked, but I don't care, Gordon. You listen all the time. You probably care, I hope.
I would think so.
Yeah, so.
We'll vouch for Gordon on this one.
When I was in Boston, I was just minding my own one night. I'm in the studio. And for those who don't know, like, the music is already in the system. The commercials are already there. We just kind of pop in and on and whatever. We just keep a check on it as the computer is running. And it started deleting one by one. It literally could not find the audio for anything. And I watched. It went silent. And I watched the entire day disappear. And I was just like, no, no. No! Like, I couldn't do anything about it. Yeah, I was like, no! Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like I had a Friends Monica moment where she was like, no! Like, and then I threw the backup on, because that's the thing, is there's always like backup songs that are there. So I did that. I'm like, I got 10 minutes to figure this out. And it was just because some input got unplugged somehow on its own, because I was on the other side of the studio, and I plugged back in and it worked. It was like ridiculous. So,
it's so strange that it would delete them like one by one, though, right?
But it was trying to search for the audio for the next piece.
Okay. And it was flying through.
It was like, I was like, what is happening? And then the other thing, Eddie Hernandez. So I was doing.
Just say that name.
The Filipino sensation. So I was doing a live broadcast at Times Union Center, and it was for Jingle Ball or Jingle Jam that year. It was before you got the night show. So he was still doing the night show. He was board hopping my show as it was live. And he had to do whatever game that we were doing. I think it may have been Chris McQuan's concentration at that point.
I believe that's what it was.
And
I followed the station for a while before I started working there.
He gave out, like, I heard the numbers that were called, and I'm looking at my chart, and I'm like, that number's already been picked. Why is he not telling the person this number's already been picked? This match has already been made. I'm freaking out and he can't hear me because he's doing the contest. And he comes back on, he's like, hey, Ma, I got you winner. And I go, you just gave out an Xbox that we don't have. Like, I was like, oh my God, Terry's going to kill you. And yeah, we had to go find another Xbox at that point because Eddie Hernandez wasn't paying attention to the numbers that were picked. So that was my other thing. But all right, Bill, here's the thing. You're going to be on with me next week, too.
Okay.
And I want to throw nostalgia out there, all right? Because you and I, we have our things that we love.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a very nostalgic, sentimental person.
Yeah, right, me too. And once we find something we love, we don't typically give it up.
Mm.
Okay? That's the people that we are.
Iron grip.
Exactly. So Get ready next week, an all new Hello from Mars. Thanks for joining us, Bill.
Cheers.
Oh, hey.